This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver police and other metro area agencies have settled a lawsuit with a documentarian for nearly $500,000. Officers shot Trevor Hughes with a projectile while he filmed the George Floyd protests in 2020. Payouts over police behavior have hit a five-year high in Denver this year. In March, the city settled a lawsuit with multiple George Floyd protesters for $14 million. RTE is moving closer to making its bus and train fares cheaper and simpler. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Last year, the agency's CEO said she wanted to make paying for train and bus rides less expensive and less complicated. The agency has now released two potential new fare structures that would do just that. One would drop the fare prices across the board by roughly 10%. The second would do away with regional fares, so any ride, except for the airport, would cost $3, regardless of how long it is. RTD is taking public feedback now, and its board will vote to approve a new fare structure sometime next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Fresh-caught kokanee salmon are up for grabs at state hatcheries in southwest Colorado. Parks and wildlife biologists are giving away the fish for free as part of annual spawning efforts. Giveaways in Gunnison will start tomorrow and repeat every Friday through the first week of November. You can also get salmon at hatcheries in Durango and Dolores once a week starting in early November. Residents are encouraged to bring their own coolers to the pickups. There are more guidelines posted on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. In Gunnison at 64, this is CPR News.